All right, it's Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot. It is time for our weekly visit with Ron Samford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Pleasure to be here.
And I appreciate that you bring some legitimacy to this show. You know, sometimes we try to do things very legitimate, and when you're on here, you bring something legitimate to our program. So I thank you for that.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Scoot. I appreciate it.
Well, compared to me, it's pretty easy to be legitimate. Ron, so the House has just passed the American Rescue Plan, $1.9 trillion, the stimulus package. What does this mean?
Well, it means it's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, financial aid packages ever passed. It comes right on the heels of almost $1 trillion that was just passed in December, so less than, you know, 3.5 months after that, and on top of a $1.7 trillion plan that was passed a year ago in March. So it means there is going to be a lot of money out in the economy, and obviously it's going to help a lot of people. It's going to help a lot of people here locally,
yeah.
And we'll just have to see what ultimately the inflationary impacts of such a huge bill are going to be, and that'll have to play itself out.
Yeah, and where does this money come from? I mean, it's not like we have it. It's not like the United States has this money sitting in the bank.
Well, that's why this is the U.S. Treasury Department.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
And we do have our own printing presses, and we can borrow at yeah. will. So they're auctioning 10-year T-bills, I believe, today. So they find ways to bring it in, Scoot, that's for sure.
Yeah, they do. And so for the average person, not everybody's going to need the money to buy food. Some people already have food, and they're going to get a check for $1,400. I'm glad that President Biden, and I was critical of him for talking about a $2,000 check, and he was in the beginning talking about passing this $2,000 check, because people already received $600. So it's a total of $2,000, but the new check is not going to be $2,000. It's going to be $1,400, which is still a lot of money. But I'm glad that he was more accurate and realistic with that.
Well, it is true. In totals, going back to December, it will be $2,000. He did extend it to some dependents that weren't eligible previously, and so there will be a larger number of people probably getting the check. Although they cut the income constraints just a little bit, back to 75,000. So 75,000 income, you'll get $1,400, and that expires when you get to 80,000. If you made more than 80,000 or 160,000 as a couple, you will not receive.
Now, Ron, since you're the president and CEO of a very successful bank in our area, people are going to get $1,400 and they're going to immediately go online and look at things to buy. Do you have any suggestions for the average person who doesn't need the money to buy food, what they might do with the $1,400, I mean, other than deposit it at Metairie Bank?
Well, I think all of us who have lived through this experience with lockdowns recognize that we need a rainy day account. You better have some savings, because nobody knows when something like this is going to come up. So I would encourage everybody, if you're behind in your rent, pay your rent, certainly. If you're behind in your taxes, pay your taxes. If you're current, I would encourage everybody to make sure they have adequate savings before they look for more, you know, some of the luxury-type spending.
All right, Bon, that's good advice. Cause especially when people have been frustrated and they've been held hostage, at least emotionally held hostage during this pandemic. They, you know, want to go out and do something and buy something or go somewhere. But, you know, it is true. A lot of people got caught without any money, and there's always a need to have money on hand. I mean, you never know when something's going to happen with your car or with anything for that matter.
Exactly. Look at the ice storms in Texas. We just saw. We had a huge freeze here, couldn't go to work, and pipes burst, and you have to get those repaired. There's always something out there that you're going to need to have something stashed away.
All right. Ron Samford, President, CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks again for bringing some legitimacy to our program.
Thanks, Scoot. Appreciate it.
All right, Ron.